Hello, and welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. My name is Adam, and I am joined, as always, by my two lovely co-hosts, Becca and Nicole. Hello.
Hi.
Today, we are... Sorry.
It's just like the silence never know after what to say we after, say hi.
We're just like... I never know what to say after, like, everyone says hi, and then you're just like, truth be told, we just... Well, we've been on a FaceTime for hours, but we just recorded another episode before this. This is our second one today. So the catch-up might be a little smaller, but I think there's still things we can talk about. But This episode, we're going to talk about expensive plants that are worth it. So maybe you see this plant online and it's way over your budget, but it may be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
that was cheesy. I don't know, but anyway,
is it worth it? Is the price right?
Is it worth it?
The price is right.
Ooh, are you guys watching Loki?
Finished yes. it.
Okay.
Finished it. It's so like five good. Episodes out. Is that it? Five episodes.
No,
and that's it?
The last one. The last one came out yesterday.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
So it's only going to be six episodes.
Yeah, but there's there's going to be a season two. It's not like WandaVision where it was just one and done.
Okay, also, we started watching WandaVision. I'm three episodes in. I'm not really liking it.
No, stick with it. It's so good.
Okay. I will.
It's weird. The WandaVision goes between like the eras, which actually I kind of loved because I was like a huge Bewitched fan.
Yeah. Brady Bunch.
It gets out of that after like the first three, four episodes.
Okay. Because I think we're on episode four. I do like that too, like how it goes back and forth between the decades or, you know, eras or whatever, but I'm just not like, I can't connect with the characters yet. So I'm having a hard time with that, but okay, we'll stay with it.
Yeah.
We'll stay with
no, it. It's good.
Okay. As far as Loki goes. Oh, sorry.
No, let's talk about Loki.
Okay. So listen, I watch the superhero stuff because I want to like hang out with Daniel. Not because I actually really care about it. So we're watching it. We watched two episodes so far. And like Owen Wilson, just, I feel like he's just such a great guy. I know basically nothing about him. But like his demeanor is just like so sweet. He just seems like the nicest guy. Like I almost feel like this role was not right for him. But then again, it is because he's kind of like, well, I'm only on episode two. So he's kind of like trying to understand Loki, not trying to like lock him up. He's like trying to be like a psychologist.
So
like maybe in that way the role is right for him, but in my mind he plays like a dad, like Marley and Me, like that's his character, you know.
Have you seen
Never
Wedding Crashers though?
Wait, what movie?
Wedding Crashers.
Oh, no. That's like a goofy role, right? Like he's being funny.
It's hilarious, but I can't look at Owen Wilson and not think of Wedding Crashers and his role in Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
But I think he does great in Loki. But also, you've never seen Marley and Me?
Yeah,
that's what I because I know to, like, that it will break me.
It will.
It will break you.
It will. Don't watch it. Maybe so, wait like another year.
Yeah. When I have the need to let out a good cry, it's Finding Neverland. That's what I go to.
Okay. That's, yeah.
I go to Titanic.
But I go to Titanic for everything. So
or Bridge to Terabithia. That one always brings out the tears too.
I haven't seen that one. But another really good one that I cry at that I watch like at least once a year is What Dreams May Come.
Mm. Oh, I've never heard this.
Oh,
never heard of it.
With Robin Williams.
Oh, no. Mercy.
Oh. God.
Oh, mercy.
It's kind of a, I guess it, yeah, it's kind of a Christian-based movie, actually, but it's, oh, I can't even tell you what it's about because then it'll give it away, but you have to watch it. It's amazing. I mean, any movie that he's in is incredible, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what Becca said, though, about, like, that you just kind of watch the superhero stuff to be involved with, you know, to hang out with mm-hmm. your hubby. I almost put on my Instagram story last night when I finished the finale of Loki. Like, my favorite thing to do is to read articles that explain to me what just happened because I have no idea. Like, I literally watch these shows and then I'm like, yeah, this seems like it's a big deal, but I don't know what this means until I get on BuzzFeed and they're like, what does this mean for the Marvel yeah. Universe? And I'm like, okay. This, well, because, I did the same yeah. thing with Black Widow. I went and saw that in the theater, which, by the way, amazing.
Oh,
ooh.
So good.
And I was finally sitting in a theater again, and I was just like, this is, well, I miss this so much. Oh, but yeah, afterwards, I'm like reading the articles about people smarter than me telling me what all of it meant. I'm well, like, okay, Marvel, I appreciate yeah. you journalists.
Yeah, seriously, though, but like Marvel comic books and like the whole Marvel industry, there's so many hidden messages in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So you almost have
like Easter eggs.
Yeah, you almost have to watch it a couple of times to pick up on certain things, or you need somebody to tell you mm-hmm. what's going on, you know?
Yeah. And like, there's not many movies anymore from the Marvel series, multiple series, that you can just watch one off because they'll reference another movie and like you're not really going to get it.
Yeah.
So it's just.
That's the first thing I said.
I actually did try to. Yeah. When I tried to watch all of the Marvel movies and like I just kept falling asleep. Like I just couldn't do it.
I like certain okay. ones, but certain ones I do not like. But like I was worried about Black Widow because I know nothing about Black Widow, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh man, like Scarlett Johansson, love Scarlett Johansson, but you know, like yeah. just so I was just like, am I gonna need to know anything watching this? And Mia was like, no, I heard that you don't need to really know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because it's like her origin story, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It starts with that, so definitely see yeah. that, Becca. I think you would really like it.
I think I would too. Okay, and also I think I would really like it because she was like, she's Russian, right? Like, she was involved with like yeah. all of that stuff. Like, any movie, yep. I don't know what it is, like any movie that includes like a Russian spy or like a Russian anything, I just love that motif. Like, and I don't know what that yeah. says about me, but I just love it. Like, in college, I took several classes on Russian literature. I just like think it's so cool. But, you know the movie, like, it's like, oh, Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have watched that movie so many times because I just think it's so cool. It's, like, really not my typical movie, but I think it's just, like, the Russia mm-hmm. thing. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
Not that it's wrong to, like, FBI's Russian things, obviously.
Into our podcast.
Yeah. But I just, it's, I guess that's, like, a niche in literature and film that I enjoy, so...
Really cool.
Well, I have a message to the Marvel executives that you shouldn't be offended that Becca falls asleep during your movies because she definitely fell asleep when we were trying to watch Burlesque. And Burlesque. That, like, how can you sleep during Burlesque?
It was a long day.
You were falling asleep too. Like,
yeah, we were.
Okay, here was my thought process. Okay, so it was after a really long day. Okay, we were like, let's watch a movie because it was still kind of early to go to sleep. That's usually what you do.
I mean, for some, it was really late for me. It wasn't early for me.
It wasn't late for me yet. So we turned on the movie and I was like, I'm looking around, I'm like, one of us is gonna fall asleep, and as soon as one of us notices that one of us has fallen asleep, we'll be like, all right, well, I guess it's time for bed.
Did I send you that picture, Becca?
No.
Wait, I'm going to text it to you and then let me know if I could put it on the podcast, on Instagram, on the podcast when this episode.
Is your roof leaking?
No, this just fell on me and I don't know what it was. Like, like it just fell. I don't know. It's a nice pen. I don't. Like, it must have been sitting or something. I don't know. I'm confused.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, was my mouth open? Was I like this?
No, you look so cute, and I can't believe I forgot to send it to you. I wanted to post it without asking you, but I was like, that would be really bogus of me, so I didn't.
Oh, I don't care.
But now I feel like I have to. You look like you were so peaceful, and you're so snuggled. I just texted to you guys. But then right after I took that picture, I was like, all right, time to go to bed. It's time for bed. We'll finish this tomorrow, kids.
I have like a million photos of me sleeping because Daniel takes photos of me sleeping. Do your partners do that? It's like really cute.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's cute until like something happens to them and someone goes through their camera roll and there's just nudes and sleeping. Like, what the heck?
Nudes and sleeping. My Wi-Fi is so slow that it is downloading this photo right now. I'm looking at the circle.
Oh, shit.
I've killed like 100 fungus gnats in this like 4 hours we've been talking.
I think you have a problem.
You've been swatting like a mad woman.
Yeah.
I think it's time for them beneficial nematodes.
It is. I have the webpage pulled up so that as soon as we're done... Okay.
Steiner nemafeltii was the brand, or not the brand, but the species of nematodes that I used.
Did you get them from Arbico Organics?
I don't know. It's in my Amazon store, the ones I used, but I'm not sure if it was Arbico.
Okay.
I've heard good things about theirs, so.
Wait, our ketchup. We were just talking about Marvel movies, right? Okay.
We kind of were, but I also wanted to talk about something really exciting that happened in the world yesterday, which was that our girl, Britney Spears, was finally able to hire her own lawyer.
Britney!
Free Britney!
Free Britney!
Honestly, when that article came out, because I was like constantly refreshing to find out what happened in court since they weren't going to like let it record like her June hearing where we actually could hear her speak.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And when they said that she was able to hire her own lawyer, I was just like, I honestly like started tearing up. Like tears didn't fall down, but like I was just like, why am I so connected to this? But also it's because I've loved her since she hit the scene. Mm-hmm. And like to know that for 10 plus years, her life has been controlled by people who don't have her interests at heart. I'm just like,
yeah,
she needs a break.
She does. Mm-hmm. And when you think about that, like when you think about us growing up with her and pretty much being her age, right? Because we're her
you
age.
And I.
Yeah. Sorry, Becca.
I want to share that I have loved Britney Spears since I could listen to music. So yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
If
Becca
she was
loves
even making
ABBA,
music,
so like,
but, you know,
age doesn't matter here with music. Becca
no,
knows good music.
You do.
Thank you. Thank you.
So like when you think about the past 13 years that we've been just like living our lives freely, mm-hmm. and then someone wasn't able to, but yet she was still performing. She was still paying her family.
Yeah.
She, what are you laughing at?
Sorry, it froze. The FaceTime froze when Becca was slapping that net. And I got the screenshot, and it's so good.
Oh, another thing to post. I'm making notes. Becca sleeping.
Killing fungus gnat, literally.
I'm really sorry. I just, like, completely interrupted your thought. I don't...
Oh, no, that's okay. You know, like, she's been doing concerts. She had a Vegas residency. Right?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
And, or still does, I'm not sure, but she's been paying her family for the past decade plus. She has not stopped working this whole time, yet she can't leave the house when she wants to leave the house. And how, like, conservatorships are scary to me in that sense, because it's like, maybe someone's experiencing a mental breakdown or has like mental issues and they can't make decisions for themselves at a specific time in their life, but why the fuck can't you reevaluate that shit on a yearly basis? Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way she's working this hard and can't
and
make these
the
other decisions on her own.
Yeah.
Which is why like I'm so excited that she's been able to hire her own lawyer of her picking, because I just feel like and there's probably going to be stuff that we're going to find out for years to come. But it's just like everybody involved in all of this just seems like they were all in cahoots to just try to like keep her as a prisoner, you know?
Yeah, her family specifically. And how horrible is it to have the people who like you're supposed to be the closest with?
Yeah, sorry. You're Becca's laughing because I sent you that screenshot. Nicole, it's not very flattering for you. Sorry.
Oh.
It's so good for Becca.
Wait, this is the best screenshot I've ever seen in my life.
Look at the concentration on my face to try to get that. I was like, I have to get it.
Why do I look so pissed off? Like, my lips are pursed.
I know, that's why I was like, when it froze, I was like, I have to get this.
My neck is flexed, my lips are burned.
I look wasted, like, I look hurt. This is hilarious. That'll go up in stories, so look for that. Did you see the sleeping one yet?
It's still downloading.
Oh, gosh.
So soon. Okay, but yes, about Britney. Regarding Britney and her everything, I'm... Oh, also regarding Britney. Oh. Okay, got it. I read the rest of the Jessica Simpson memoir. Remember how I was telling you? I was like, it got so much better.
I mean, I loved the audiobook version, as we know.
Yeah. Like, I liked it later on. I feel like the first couple of chapters, maybe there was a heavy editor. I don't know. The first couple of chapters didn't feel like her. It felt contrived. But after that, like, when it got more into her talking about, like, her childhood and her backstory, that felt a lot more like, this feels very authentic to who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I understand, like, the beginning of a memoir, you want to, like, paint the grand picture, so maybe she got some help. I honestly have no idea. It just didn't feel very her, and then it got much better, so I loved it. And she did talk about Britney a bit, and Christina Aguilera and everything like that, which is so crazy, because I don't, like, I've never thought of them all being competitors or even in the same level with each other.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of, because Britney and Christina got, like, you know, massively popular, and she didn't, like, as big as them later for other reasons, but
right,
like, the reality TV and all that, like, I'd say that she's just as famous as them now, but anyway, as kids.
Yeah, I mean, thinking back to, like, well, just her book gave us kind of a insight into, like, what the industry was like for especially women at that time, which, when I say that time, that was not that long ago. We have come far, not far enough, for how, you know, genders are treated equally. But, like, it's just so baffling to me. So, like, you know, I think about people like the story, like Lindsay Lohan, who I thought was an amazing actress. Like, when she started The Parent Trap, even to when she was, like, in her teens, Mean Girls, yada, yada, she had, like, a career that was going to be amazing. And but it's just like, when you have fame at such a young age, and you have, you don't surround yourself with good people, it just, like, I don't know, things can come crashing down very fast.
It is crazy. I thought it was especially crazy that, like, they regulated her body so much. I mean that's definitely something that happens probably even still, but they just would regulate her so much. It was crazy. But okay,
so let's start this epi topic, which is expensive plants that are worth it.
Ooh, she worth it.
Ooh.
When I say that, do either of you have, like, a plant that immediately you're just like, this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who wants to say that first?
Okay. All right. Okay, as soon as this topic was breached, my immediate thought was the Philodendron Melanochrysum varicosum cross. It was gifted to me by a friend, but I am just certain that it is an expensive plant if you were to buy it. So, given the two plants that it's crossed with. So, it's an extremely beautiful plant. It is definitely, like, top five in my collection ever. And it just has, like, all the good qualities of both of those plants and none of the bad qualities. At least my specific one I have. I can't speak for every Melanochrysum varicosum. But, like, it has the long, beautiful leaves. It has, like, the cool veining. But, like, Melanochrysum on its own is very touch and go. And varicosum on its own is very touch and go. Because I've had both. But this cross has been like such a good plant to have. And I quite enjoy it.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Does it grow really well? Like easier than the Milano by itself, Melano?
Yeah. Like I noticed that it doesn't, like the leaves don't get stuck as it's coming out, for one. I find it grows faster. It doesn't shoot off runners. And it was in the same conditions as a Melano that shot off runners, you know? And it's pretty pest resistant as well. Like the varicosum is extremely vulnerable to pests, like spider mites specifically. That's what took mine. And I've never had any pest issues with it, knock on wood. I haven't really had pest issues in a while, but it's just such a good plant. Like, I don't know what it is about the cross that makes it a superior than its parents, but in my opinion, it's well worth it. So
it's like a mutt. You know how they say, like, dogs mm-hmm. that are mixed breeds live longer, they have less, or they're prone to less diseases and specific, like, issues? I feel mm-hmm. like I've said this before, but maybe I just thought it. I don't know.
No, I remember you've said that before, but I don't know what we were discussing.
Okay.
We might have been discussing this plant, because I've definitely talked about it on the pod before.
Okay, probably. But that's what I contribute it to. Like, maybe it's just less sensitive because it's been crossed.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, maybe. But I would suggest that if you're wanting to splurge on it, I'd say it's worth it. Big time.
So that would be a good aeroid to... Is it aeroid or arid? Aeroid.
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 Okay. That would be a good one for you to go after if that's something that's in your... Whatever, your wish list. That would be a good
wish
one.
Wish list. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Nicole? What's the one that came to mind?
Well, the first one that came to mind was my Hoya Gray Ghost. It's definitely not a cheap plant. And I guess, like, when we're talking about expense, like with plants, obviously everyone is going to have a specific expensive limit or what you consider expensive or cheap. But it wasn't cheap in my book. It's pretty pricey. And it's been growing like crazy. Like, it has not stopped growing since I got it, what, a year and a half ago? 2 years ago now? It's just very rewarding. A very rewarding plant. And, I mean, I've had it in LECA pretty much since I started my LECA journey. And it loves it. It's so easy.
I was going to say a Hoya for mine, too, because there's a Hoya, it's a Carnosa variety called AH074, which is a Hoya Carnosa that has, like, the lance-shaped leaves, but it has, like, big, big sections of silver on it, like, mottled on some leaves, like, covering whole leaves. Right now, I think that Hoya is very expensive if you were to try to buy it through, like, Etsy or Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it has grown. Like, I know I've posted this on my Instagram recently. Not recently as of you hearing this, but recording this. It has grown so well. Like, it honestly, mm-hmm. I cut it to propagate it, and it started 3 to 4 new vines. And usually sometimes Hoya do that, but they kind of like sputter out, and like one of them will take off and the other three will just kind of go back to being a nubbin. All of these are shooting out new vines with big leaves, new growth. I'm just like, I don't know. So to me, I think it's definitely worth it, because I could cut that and sell it and make my money back, but also, like, I'm getting this huge, beautiful plant. Like, I know that it was, the small cutting was pricey, but, you know, I'm getting this gorgeous plant out of it, so it makes it worth it to me.
I feel like that's what makes it worth it. If a plant is easy, you rarely have to check on it, you never find any pests on it, and it's constantly putting out new growth, win-win. Win-win-win. Yeah.
Okay. The next plant that I think was expensive. Excuse me. What language did I just speak? The next plant that is expensive but worth it, in my opinion, is the Anthurium vicii. Because.
Oh, Yes.
Right? It's like a great... Okay, because Anthurium are known for being touch and go. You know, they need a lot of humidity. They need their soil to stay moist, but not too moist. And you don't want it to get soggy or too dry. Like, they just... They're divas, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they're so beautiful and rewarding, right? But then you have the Anthurium Vichii, which is just so easy in comparison and really acts more like a Monstera Deliciosa than any plant, any other Anthurium that I have, to be honest. So, yeah, it was, I think I paid $175 or something. I was looking at it the other day trying to remember how much I paid. I think it was around that. And basically, it's put out two leaves in my care. It's been very easy to take care of. It doesn't need a ton of humidity. So if you have a lower humidity situation, you could probably go for it and it would be okay. But the leaves are not velvety. They're much more of a Monstera Deliciosa texture. They have the beautiful ripples. They get really big. So I just think that
one was... that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I think that it was super...
That is the one with the ripples, right?
Yeah. Long leaf ripples.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a great one to choose if you're wanting to dabble in Anthurium. It was my first Anthurium, and it taught me a lot about caring for them and all of that. But, yeah, I'd say that's definitely well worth the money. Yeah. And you can get them small for a lot cheaper. I've seen them for, like, $50, like, a small one with, like, a bunch of leaves in it. So that's good, too.
It's always rewarding when you buy smaller plants, too, because then you can bring them up.
Yeah.
Little babes.
I've heard that about the VGI quite a bit, though. People are like, if you're afraid of Anthuriums, like, start with this one because it's, it's a lot more forgiving than the others. And I still haven't, albeit I haven't searched for one, but I haven't gotten one myself yet. But I do want to try one.
Yeah. Well, you have the Anthurium Crystallinum, or you, at least you did last time I checked, and it's a lot easier than that one.
Yeah, that one, it's going like, it's still alive, but it just like fluctuates between like being alive and like then losing everything, but then growing new leaves. I don't know. It's stressing me out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're so touchy. And if you want any Anthurium tips, there's actually a rude person who leaves videos. And leaves comments on my videos about taking care of Anthurium. if you want to find that comment, you can find some tips.
Gosh. All right, Nicole, do you have another expensive plant that you think's worth it?
Yeah, well, my Thai constellation was always a plant that I wanted and was completely out of reach as far as like how much they cost. I would have probably never purchased this plant if I'm being honest with myself, just because it was so expensive. Just, it still is expensive, maybe not for long, but it's still very like just not attainable for me. And I received it as a gift and it's so rewarding. I was actually shocked at how easy it was. I wasn't expecting it to be as easy as like the Deliciosa. And it is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Like, it does put out new growth. It hasn't given me a new leaf since I moved, but I'm chalking that up to the fact that I moved. And I probably pissed it off. So totally. I think I just need to give it a little bit more TLC, and then maybe, you know, she'll kick her ass into gear. But the Thai constellation is a very, very easy plant to take care of.
Do you still have that one in LECA?
I do, and I'm thinking of switching it to De La Tanks pretty soon, just because it's getting so big. I think I just want to move it to soil. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going through this phase, though, where I feel like I just ordered a 16-quart bag.
I'm going through this.
Yeah, and I have one downstairs. So I'm going through this thing where I'm just like, you're too big. You need to go to soil. And I don't know why I'm doing that, because I do have bigger pots for some plants, but I'm just feeling the need to just go back to soil on some of them. I don't know. Maybe it's just a phase. I'm not sure. Stay tuned if you watch my YouTube channel. But yeah, I don't know. I think I might switch it to soil.
Honestly, I feel that way about a lot of philodendrons. Like, their roots just get so massive. I did that with my albosyngonium, too. Like, those roots go insane on those plants. And I was like, okay, like, LECA can't contain this. And I don't want to keep up potting, so I put them back to soil. But my Hoya, I'm fine if their roots are all just, like, compacted and stuff. Their roots aren't as thick and as numerous. Well, not true. There's a lot of Hoya roots, but there's just not as thick as like Syngonium and Philodendron and all of those.
Monstera. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Monstera.
For sure.
Yeah. And like you said, the Thai is actually really like, it's a hardy plant. I ordered mine. That was probably the first rare plant I ever ordered, even though I didn't even, well, maybe I did think they were rare because I even put in the title, I think, rare plants from Thailand. I might have changed that after I got annoyed with the whole rare plant thing. But I ordered that one at the beginning of my plant journey and it came in and it was like rotted and I was like, oh no. And I remember Kaylee Ellen like actually sent me a message because she saw it on my Instagram. And this is kind of when we all started YouTube, you know? And she was like, don't worry, like it'll bounce back. They're really hardy. And I was like, okay, well, it friggin' better. Because, like, to me, I spent $35 on that plant, and that was a lot.
That's still a lot for me.
$35?
Yeah. And so I was like, this bitch better bounce back. And it did, obviously. It's super hardy. Like, I was just like, okay, yeah, these are good plants.
Oh, my They're God. Wait. It. I just thought of a TikTok idea for you, Adam.
Yeah?
Okay. Have you seen the TikTok trend where it's like, I was running through the sticks with my woes. I don't know what he actually says. I think it's sticks or streets. I don't know. It's Drake. And then he says it like kind of like upbeat. And then the music like kind of drops. And he's like, I was running through the streets with my woes. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I don't know which song it is from Drake. I'm messing up the words. But that's basically what it is. So like people are saying like, they're saying something like, he said I wasn't like other girls. And then it's like, he said I was like other, he wasn't like other girls. You know what I mean? It's like, you thought it was good, but it's actually bad. So like, you can be like, I thought spending $35 on a Thai constellation was a lot. And they'd be like, I spent $35 on a Thai constellation. You know what I mean? Like in like 2018, when you bought it, you could be like in 2018, I spent $35 on it. Okay, anyway, please just make the TikTok, okay?
Okay, well, you're going to have to send me an example of that sound.
That sounds funny, though.
I've explained it horribly.
I tried to do a reel the other day. I'm gonna do a little vent about reels, because please. Finding sounds on reels is,
oh my God, it's so
bullshit.
Hard. Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, I'm just kind of over it. I went and I searched and I literally watched a bunch of reels to try to get this sound. And now that I'm talking to you guys, I don't even remember what the sound was. I think that's how mad I got. But I had an idea. It was the, have you ever been in love before? No.
Oh.
Do you want me to describe it to you? And I was going to be like, have you ever had spider mites before? Do you want me to describe it to you? Because I literally had rubber gloves on, rubbing alcohol high, and Captain Jack's, and I'm just like, my shower's full of plants. Anyway, couldn't find the frickin' sound, so I was just like, I spent an hour searching, and I was like, F it, I'm done. Like, not even going to try it. Like, now it's not even fun anymore. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. And on TikTok, you can literally just search, like, have you ever been in love? And the sound will come up.
Yes. It comes up right away.
Yeah.
But then they said you shouldn't take your TikTok, you shouldn't do it on TikTok and put it on Reels. I know you can download it before the watermark, but, like, I'm just like, come on. If you want us to use Reels, you gotta make it easier.
Step it up. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, I actually talked to somebody from Instagram, and they said, like, you don't want the watermark, blah, blah, blah. But I just posted a TikTok, a reel, like 2 days ago, maybe 3 or 4 days ago. I made it on the Reels section of Instagram. I just started recording it right there and I posted it. Okay. Then I posted yesterday the, oh, you don't like that? Blah, 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 blah. That one had the TikTok watermark and I was doing it mostly just to see. And they performed exactly the same. So I'm like, okay, well,
Okay. They just, Instagram just doesn't want us promoting TikTok on Reels because they want to say that Reels is fucking original when it's not. You're literally trying to be like TikTok. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Because TikTok came out before Instagram rolled out Reels, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Long before. Like, well, I don't know if it was long before. But yeah, TikTok came out, I feel like it came out in like the end of 2019.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I mean, I didn't. Yeah, I got on the TikTok train like right when quarantine hit, but it had been out for a while.
Yeah.
Quarantine really blew it up for sure.
Yeah, because I remember like looking, I also joined during quarantine, but I looked back at people's old videos and it was like stuff from Christmas. So it was around in 2019. I don't know how long, maybe like August. I don't know. But Reels was a 2020 thing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I just think it's silly. Like the whole Instagram no longer only a photo sharing app thing is really silly. Because, oh, somebody pointed this out as well, and not to go off on this tangent, but I love going off on this tangent, but this world continues to be shifted and changed to cater to extroverted people. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Like, more and more, like, churches have done it. I'm trying to think of, like, big things that, like, people go to. Like, church is a big one. Like even social media now, like you can't be introverted on social media. Like for some people, posting a photo is enough for them. Well, not to say that introvert, I am an introvert, you know what I mean? So I also speak for myself. Yeah. I don't always want to post a video. Sometimes I just like posting a photo. Like a lot of the time I don't want to talk on my Instagram stories.
Right.
But, or Reels or whatever else, but they're pushing video, everything. But that's not very conducive to someone who's more, perhaps more introspective, likes to write. I don't know. I just think that it's just
another
example.
Yeah, doesn't
want
to put themselves out there to be criticized by, like, masses of people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, what if you just want to post your art and you're not going to be seen because you're not going to be dancing in front of a camera? Like, I don't know.
You know... The whole, like, Instagram would have been fine if they would have just stayed with photo sharing and stories. Like, they didn't need to do IGTV. They didn't need to do Reels. They would have been totally fine. Mm-hmm. Like, and Facebook owns Instagram, right? So, like, you could go to Facebook if you want to share, you know, longer videos, or if you want to, whatever. I don't get it. I mean, there's so many different apps for different things. Why not let that app be specific in what it is? You know, like, why did you have to do Reels? I mean, I get it. Like, they want people to have one app that's like all in one. Like, oh, you like making these short movies or these short video clips like TikTok? Okay, well, we're going to come out with Reels. Fine. Yeah. Yeah. But why make it so that the algorithm pushes people stuff that's only doing Reels, or like you have to do a Reels in order to push it? Like, why change up the algorithm like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, make it an optional thing. I don't think I've ever done a Reels. I don't think I have. I don't know, it's just not my thing. Like, stories is cool because it's just little snippets of like your day and it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, props on the captions. Like, okay, Instagram did something right. Props on the fucking captions.
Nope. That's where I...
You don't like it?
Okay, no, here's the thing. Like, people... Like, it's not rolled out to everybody, though. And they have the ability to do that. I still do not have captions. And it's so irritating.
Really?
No, not on stories.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-mm.
Like, okay.
I would say for a good month, like every week I was checking for an update to see, because I was like, why don't I have this yet? Like, this is accessibility. And if you have the programming to do this, why the hell aren't you letting others use it?
See, exactly. This is what I and not to be full Karen, but I talked to somebody from Instagram about something else. And then I was like, you know what? Well, I have you. Because they were offering like phone calls. So I didn't just call management or whatever. Like, they were offering phone calls to talk about your content. And I just got a banner and I was like, sure, let me schedule a phone call with somebody from Instagram. So while I was in the phone call, she's like, well, do you have any other questions? I was like, actually, yeah. I'm wondering why, like, certain, because I run multiple Instagram accounts, and every single account that I've made, old or new, has the captions option, but my Daily Plants one doesn't, and it's also the one with the highest number of followers. So I'm just wondering why an account that I created, you know, before and after several of these other accounts doesn't have access to this. And she's like, oh, you know, the feature just rolls out differently in different regions to different people. But the thing about captions is somebody somewhere along the line, like TikTok was asking, people on TikTok were asking for captions, right? Auto-generated captions to make it more accessible, mm-hmm. because it was really hard to like write captions on the screen and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's a new app, so they're still rolling things out. But anyway, that was given to every single person, like relatively yeah. quickly. I think maybe like for a couple weeks it was rolling out slowly, but it did not take me very long to get captions on TikTok. So would I rather Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say...
I interrupted you.
I was just going to say, I would so much rather spend time on TikTok talking to my followers than on Instagram, because I have to write out the captions every single time when literally everybody else... You know what I mean? It's just annoying. I don't even want to talk on my stories.
Yeah. Right. See, I didn't know that. That, I retract my statement. That's actual bullshit, because I've had captions for months, and it really pisses me off that if you don't need to test something like captions for months. People can't fucking hear. Like, yeah. give them
There's
captions.
There's deaf people who want to have Instagram experience, and you're just, like, shutting out an entire community.
Yeah, like gatekeeping captions.
I don't even get that. I don't even get it. And, you know, I follow an influencer who has a couple hundred thousand subscribers, and she's gotten the comment quite a few times, like, why don't you caption your stories? And yeah, with that many people, you probably should be captioning it yourself, mm-hmm. you know? But she was like, oh, I did, like, I don't know this caption thing that people are talking about. And I was just taking it as like, oh, God, fucking dits. But maybe she doesn't have it. That's a good, because I thought everybody had it.
Mm.
I literally thought everyone had it.
Mm-mm.
But no. Why somebody with hundreds of thousands of subscribers, or even like your page, Becky, like you have a lot of subscribers, why not give it to people who have more subscribers, because they're reaching a higher audience? It's really shitty. Yeah.
It's very confusing. Like the Instagram page that I've had since I was like, I don't know, 15 has captions, and the Instagram page I made last year has captions, but not De La Plants.
And both what did of those- she say when you asked her?
Oh, like, she just said that the features, like new features, get rolled out like regionally or whatever. So just be patient. And I'm like, okay, well, this is really annoying. What? And I keep my app updated. Yeah. Like, also, I don't think that something that would provide accessibility should be like held right. back.
Right. That's exactly my frustration with it. It's like, okay, maybe GIFs. Okay, whatever.
Also, they added captions to IGTV videos pretty quickly. That wasn't something that needed to be rolled out slowly. Mm. Like, they just did it.
Because they're pushing all these video things, like IGTV and Reels. Like, they're pushing it hardcore. And anytime an app does that, I'm just, like, push back. You know? Like, don't tell me what I should do.
Yeah.
Well, this combo took a turn.
Pissed off. We're like,
listen, I don't know if Instagram? You're going to keep any of that in. I think you should, but...
I'm going to, because that was a good 20 minutes of our time.
Good 20
People
minutes of us
People came here for tea.
Mad.
We're giving you the tea.
Yeah, that's
Season
our opinion
three,
on Instagram.
Baby.
Like, you have to have Instagram at this point if you are owning a business, but it's just like, it sucks. Like,
well, okay, like to end the tangent with a tangent, that's the reason I got rid of Facebook, because I heard it so many times, well, you have to have Facebook if you have a business, and I'm like, yeah, you do, which is the only reason I really created a Facebook page, because I didn't have Facebook for a long time before the still life. And then I created it just so I could post like my blog posts, and like, you know, when you have a business, you want to be able to advertise it somewhere. Facebook really wasn't doing it, but whatever. And then it was just like, oh, you have a Facebook. And every time someone asked me if I had a Facebook, I wanted to delete it. Like, seriously, I just hate Facebook so much. And I finally just deleted my app from my phone, because I didn't feel like going on it anymore. So now I'm rarely on it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, not to be a negative Nancy or anything, but.
So another expensive plant that's totally worth it.
It's dinner time.
I'm going to say my the Billettier, the Philodendron Billettier.
Yours is rainforest massive.
Yeah,
but like the newer growth, because I'm still giving you a cutting, Becca. The newer growth has gotten sufficiently smaller, and I don't know if it's probably because it's getting too tall and I don't have it supported.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, they're still like 10 to 12 inches long, the leaves. It's still beautiful.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, but... kind of want to say that one's worth it is because, like, sorry, I just had a different thought that I need to circle back to later. But,
talking about 10 inches?
I don't do, yeah, so do you know the TikTok that came, out where they're like, blind reaction to episode 3 of this new show on Netflix called Sex Life.
What is it? Did you watch that?
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Sex Sells.
It's 10 inches.
It shows it? I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm scared. Oof.
Wait, can I just say something? I recorded the whole franchise of Scream the other day because it's Mia's favorite movie, like series or whatever, you know, franchise. And every single commercial break was nothing other than this show, Sex Sells. And these commercials were like, I was like, fast forward every single commercial. I was like, what is this? And why is this on like regular TV? It was like Fuse Network or something.
It's on Netflix? Well, now I have to go see it anyway.
Well, the one on the blind... The Blind React one, that's on Netflix, called Sex Life. It's a TV series about a girl who's like reminiscing about her past and feeling like unfulfilled in her current. I don't know. It took more of like a comedy turn than I thought it was going to. I haven't finished it. But then I was like, well, the premise of this is kind of like a lot like how you were saying in your stories the other day, Becca, about like, you want to read a book about a woman who wants to travel because she wants to travel and not because she went through a major life change.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Involving a man.
Yeah.
Oh, a man. It's so old.
It's so cliche.
So the Billettier.
yes.
I don't do anything special in my house for humidity. I've told that all the time. Like, I don't fill humidifiers. I have the Billettier above my shower, which does get, well, it did get a blast of humidity daily when we weren't in quarantine. But now it's like maybe once every 3 or 4 days a blast of humidity happens.
Are we talking about how many showers you take a week?
Yeah. Yep. So... And it's just like living its best life. The window is a north window, which granted my north window in Arizona is a lot different than north windows elsewhere. But it just is like, it's an easy, no frills philodendron that's just freaking gorgeous. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Jelly. Yeah.
It is so pretty. Oh my gosh. So pretty. Also, let's normalize not showering every day. Like, I used to think I was so disgusting for not showering every day. But like I would say that in like high school or college and people would be like, oh, you mean like you don't wash your hair every day? And in my head, I'd be like, and then outwardly, they'd be like, like I don't wash my hair every day, but I wash my body. I don't. Like, I'm not a sweaty, disgusting mess every day. Like, if I get sweaty, then but like, if I've just been lounging in the house, I'm not going to go take a shower. For what?
Yeah. That's how I am.
You know, hot water, most people take hot showers or like not cold showers. And warm to hot water is not very good for your skin or your hair. So like if you're showering once or twice a day and the water's remotely on the hot side, you're going to fuck your skin up. Like, sorry, but you are.
Oh.
You know who's
I'm in a mood.
You know who's going to have a big issue with this is our friend of the pod, I've Killed That, Steve, because he thought it was disgusting if I, like, didn't shower daily. I think he's, like, a multiple... He, like... He visited Phoenix, and he's like, he showered like after he got off the plane. Like, he just showers multiple times a day.
He showers a lot. Are we spilling his tea?
Yeah,
but
sorry,
also
Steve
has really good skin, so I don't know, he might be
maybe
wrong
like
here, but whatever.
Cold showers.
He
maybe.
Might.
I don't know, man.
But, yes.
But like, I'm not gonna take like the work to strip down, turn on the water, dry off,
especially
put your
with
clothes
your long
on.
Hair. Yeah.
Yeah, and when
and
you,
if you
have long hair.
Long hair, yeah, forget it.
No, you couldn't pay
I
me.
I used to be one of the people that would be like, ew, you don't shower every single day, but now I'm just like, can't be bothered.
No.
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 Lift your arm, take a whiff. I'm good.
What's this glass box over here? What, do we need this anymore? Can we take it out?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Another plant that is expensive but worth it. Okay. I say this lightly because I feel like this is what everyone's going to hope that we say, but the album Monstera, like, listen, I know that it is extremely, extremely overpriced. Do I think it's worth like $500 to $1,000? No. I paid $260 or $250 for it, and I feel like that was well worth my investment because it's doubled in size. If I could pay, I could, you know, get my money back with one cutting if I wanted.
Yeah.
The point is, would I spend $500 or $600 for it or more? I don't know. I wouldn't spend more than I spent on it, is what I'm trying to say here. So $250, $260. So for that price, it was really well worth it for me because it has grown really, really well. And it is an extremely beautiful plant. Like,
yeah,
I look at that plant and I am actually mesmerized by it. It's so beautiful because mine has like really pretty modeling on it. So it's like nice marble variegation and like little splits, like, it is beautiful. So I'd say for what I paid for it, absolutely worth it. I wouldn't pay more than that, though. I'd wait for a deal.
Yeah.
I'm a little pissed at mine because, well, I grew it from a wet stick. So whatever. But, well, you, when you visited Adam, you know, you looked at it and you were like, I think this has thrips. And I'm like, what? I'm sorry, what? But it's continuing to get brown. It put out a new leaf after you left, actually. But they're just, it doesn't look healthy. Like, I think that there's something going on, and I'm not sure if it is thrips. I'm not sure. I don't see anything flying around or moving around. But something's going on with it. So it's just aggravating me. But I do have another wet stick in my grow box, and it has two leaves, and it's being smashed by the top of my box. So I have to take it out and repot it. So I'm hoping to have more success with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence with it because I've seen your elbow, Becca, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I would totally say that $250 would be worth it for like two of those leaves of yours, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So from experience, not yet for me, but seeing yours, I would say for sure.
You should just treat the one that I saw bugs on, you should just treat it with a systemic.
Yeah.
Just in case.
The eight? Like the bone.
Yeah, but
eight?
So when I had thrips, the only thing that actually got rid of them was the systemic, because they chew into the plant material and then lay their eggs inside the plant. So, like, if you spray for the outside of the plant, sometimes the eggs don't get sprayed. So, it's just, like, it's just a cycle of them just keep emerging, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it was thrip. I mean, I had a bug on it, but I'm not sure if it was thrip. But systemic would help with anything other than spider mites. And I didn't have spider mites, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I kind of agree with that.
I put it outside, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, that's outside.
Wait, also, systemic not working on spider mites? What do you mean by that?
I don't know many systemics that work on mites.
Oh, right, because it's like a... Sorry, I got distracted again. There's like two camping around. Okay, I got them. Every time I kill one, that's 500 less babies that it can lay in my house. So
yeah, that's what you gotta keep thinking.
Shit.
She's talking about anyway, fungus gnats, folks.
Yeah, sorry. Oh God, yeah. I guess that's true. Like mites are just like a different. It's like an arachnid, right? It's like a different type of bug. But I've always used systemic to keep them away, and usually when I do, they are gone. But that's interesting.
Yeah,
I've actually never thought about it. Maybe it does nothing, and I just think that it does.
Yeah.
Oof. Speaking of arachnids, clover mites.
Oh yeah.
Will be the death of me.
Oh, like, do you guys still are you still battling those?
A little bit. So we had
diatomaceous earth on those windowsills, because anytime they crawl through it, they will just, it'll cut them up and they'll die.
Yeah, slice those puppies up. Anyway, it was bad when you were here. Like, it was bad. And then we moved in a couple days after that, like moved all of our stuff in, and we really noticed them because we were like sweeping and cleaning. So we had an exterminator come out and spray like the entire perimeter in the basement, everything. And he was like, it could take like 4 to 8 weeks. And I'm like, what? Like, I'm not living with clover mites for that long.
Ew.
Luckily it was just in the basement because my plants are on the main floor. Like, I don't have any plants downstairs because it's real dark down there. So good thing for that, because I'm not sure what clover mites would do in a house plant, but they love plants. Like, that's where they come from, gardens and grass and stuff. So
I don't think they do good, so it's good that they're not near them.
Yeah, exactly. So we haven't seen as many, so like population is down maybe 75%, but we still notice a couple here and there. But they are the worst thing.
Ugly.
Like, they're so gross, and they're so they're everywhere. Like, they just appear, and they're these microscopic tiny little red spiders. That's what they look like. And if you crush them with your finger like a fungus gnat, because it's easy to do, you just like poke them, but they leave like a streak of red, and it's not blood, it's just like their color.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry, I had to share that.
Natural dye. You should
yeah,
miter stone them, and then you can have your own like red dye.
Oh, gross.
Food coloring.
Ew.
Oh my god.
I didn't have another expensive plant to share that's worth it. So
I think we're going to be ramping up here. But I did want to say about the Albo is that Becca's is gorgeous. And when I see it, I'm like, oh, I wish I had a plant that looked this good. I got an Albo from Rachel, heart-shaped leaves. And it sat at one leaf for a very long time. And then it finally grew a second leaf that was much smaller. I was like, okay, whatever. And then it did put out a third leaf. So the second and third leaves have come within the last 6 months, but it sat and did nothing for a year. That being said, the plant that she sent me, I think, is a lot like yours, Becca, and it had really good variegation in the stem because, again, if there's the stem's not variegated with an Albo, then it's not going to have variegation. But for the longest time, when everyone was just guffawing and like oogling over the Albos, I was like, not for me, because I saw a lot of my friends stressing out, being like, oh, it put out another all white leaf, or having to constantly cut it to maintain variegation. And I was like, you know what, screw that, I'll stay with my tie that will genetically always has variegation regardless of what you do with it. But I think my Albo will be nice as it gets bigger, because it does seem like it has a lot of that marbled variegation and not like the sectoral, the big sections, you know.
I've actually thought about making some sort of video about like what to look for, because I got super lucky and that the variegation was just like more green than anything. Actually, in the beginning it was more green marbly, and as it's gotten older there's been more white sections. But I've seen so many people spend so much money on like a sectoral variegation, and then eventually it puts out an all white leaf or an all green leaf and it's all gone. And it's like, oh God.
Right.
It's stressful.
Yeah. I saw the other day, like, cause I'll mosey around on Etsy every once in a while, and I have some plant shops I follow, and someone was selling 2 all white Albo leaves, for thousands of dollars. And I'm just like, you're gonna get someone who doesn't know that this is not a good thing, Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's pretty now. In 2 days, it's going to be dead. Like, that's, like...
Yeah.
You'll have
yeah.
to take this ad down if you don't sell it, because it will be dead.
It's like a long-term bouquet that costs you thousands of dollars.
Right. It's so crappy how people just try to get people on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah, well, let's wrap it up before we go down another vent sesh.
Because I'm there. Fucking Etsy.
Ay.
Well, if you enjoyed this randomness of an episode, don't forget to give us a good review on the podcast player that you're listening to. Follow us on Instagram, Potted Together Podcast. And if you have any plant questions, we didn't really talk about that in the last few episodes, but our email is open, pottedtogetherpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any plant questions, specific questions, we want to compile these and kind of answer them at the end of each episode. We haven't done it for the past few, but that's okay. We're going to get back into the swing of things. But send us your questions, attach some pictures, give us some good information about what you're inquiring about, or if you have questions about things that aren't plants, you know, things we can add into the episodes or whatever, just ask us. But send us an email. You can get to it through our Instagram. There's an email us link, or you can just obviously type it in, pottedtogetherpodcast@gmail.com. And then you can follow us individually. Nicole is at My Clean Leaves, Becca is at De La Plants on Instagram, and I am at Not Dude, KNOT. So, yeah.
Yay.
Did that cover everything?
That was so smooth. Can we just like copy and paste that onto every episode?
Control C.
Every time I do it, I'm like,
Control V.
Yeah.
I feel like a real radio broadcaster.
Yeah, that was great. Very smooth.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Well, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.